Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me for another episode of our Suffer Well devotional series. And I get so excited with the oil of joy more than anyone else. And as we read this and we understand this, we're going to read the rest of the devotional and get the idea of this. The oil of gladness, and some say the oil of joy. These words, Father, these themes you present to the mind, I never before understood what such a phrase could mean. It was not until I reached this new level of depravity, bone-shaken depravity, gasping for air and holding on to what life had left, that I could begin to understand. My prayers, Father, are for release. Everything I write is for your eyes, Father. The cry of my soul is for your ears, Daddy. My fears and my hope, my pain and my praise are all for you. As these words go on paper, I ache with thoughts of despair. I cry out, emptying myself. I'm a drink offering poured out, but like David, I will present my thank offering to you. Herein have I found the oil of gladness in place of mourning. And that is Isaiah 61:3, which says, to all who mourn in Israel, He will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In the righteous, they will be like great oaks that Yahweh has planted for His own glory. Hallelujah. Such greatness and joy and praising, as it goes on to say, and this much I know, and for this much I exclaim, though you slay me, I will trust in you always. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What beauty in that. What beauty in that of Job 13:15. Though you slay me, I will trust you always. How beautiful is that? That is the heart that they had in the scriptures. That got somebody like Daniel, who was castrated, but he still prayed to Yahweh and trusted him. You have people in the scriptures that were almost beat to death, but they still trusted and they praised to a wonderful creator. Never, ever given up because they had that joy and that gladness oil upon them. Hallelujah. So we continue reading here. It says, I will sing to you a new song. I will sing words of gratitude released from the spirit deep within, not from my flesh. A choice has to be made. Embrace the despair or sing to you with praise and thanksgiving. I walked, I sang, and even as the pain long through, I read. In Psalms 56, verse 9, my enemies will retreat when I call to you for help. This I know, Yahweh is on my side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So beautiful. We continue reading. It says, it is as if I am afraid to say this, but the process has brought back gladness. Like a doorway to an unknown place, an unfamiliar place. Can it be so simple? I must test. I must testify more, Father. I will offer more thank offerings. Take me to your river of joy and wash me fresh and new. Show me the way everlasting, the pattern of joy and hope, even when hell or my self-desire stands before me. Though you slay me, O Yahweh, I have only drink a little, but I still thirst, Father. More, Abba, more. And then we conclude this wonderful devotional with Psalms 40, verse 3, that says, He has put a new song in my heart. Praise our mighty one. Many will see it and fear and will trust in Yahweh. Hallelujah. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn to praise to Yahweh, our Creator. Many will see it and He has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in Yahweh. Are you that are watching today, no matter what you are going through, ready to trust in Yahweh? It's easy to praise Him when things are going great in your life. But how many of you can praise Him when you're going through the trials of life? How many of you can sing songs of joy when you're going through tough times? That's the difference. That's the difference. How many of you can praise him when you see? But how many of you can you praise him when you don't see? That's the difference. Oh, you believe because you see, but how blessed those will be that don't see. That's the difference. How many of you are ready to sing and praise regardless of what you understand and you see with your eyes, but you trust in our Creator fully and you submit to him? Psalms 11:7 says, for the righteous love justice, the virtuous will seek his face. How many of you are seeking his face? Psalms 21:6 says, you have endowed him with eternal blessings and given him the joy of your presence. The joy of your presence. That's what we desire. We don't need big houses or fancy cars or a lot of money in a bank. No, we need to know where we go in eternity and who we're going to spend it with and have the joy of his presence that is with us right now. It's just a taste of the things to come. Oh, taste and see. Taste and see. It's so beautiful. Psalms 33:5 says, he loves whatever is just and good. The unfailing love of Yahweh fills the earth. Fills the earth. Do you understand what the word fills mean? It doesn't mean like it's in some corner or some part of the world that fills the earth. It is everywhere. We just have to grasp it and trust him and believe in him. And this is what so many people doubt. They doubt that. When things don't go their way, they worry and they fear and they doubt that. Psalms 23:5 says, you prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Do you know every single one of us has an opportunity to experience this? Every single one of us has an opportunity experiencing their cup overflowing with blessings. The real meaning of that is many are called, but few choose. We all have that choice. We all have that choice, and you have to choose if you want to run from Yahweh or run to him. Romans 8:31 says, what shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If Yahweh is for us, who can ever be against us? This is what we have to remember. This is what we have to remind each other. This is what we do to help each other. We remember and always know and understand that his words are more important than our life. That Yeshua died for us, and he's given everything for us. And he wants us to do the same for our brothers with love. Psalm 32:7 says, for you are in my hiding place. You protect me from trouble, and you surround me with songs of victory. Now that wasn't just read, that was sang. For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble, and you surround me with songs of victory. How many of you are ready to praise our wonderful Creator today with songs of victory? Psalms 33:3 says, sing a new song of praise to him. Pray skillfully on the harp and sing with joy. How many of you are singing psalms and hymns and songs all day long and just praising him? These melodies are on your mind and they're speaking about him. I'm not talking about secular songs of the world. I'm talking about songs of joy to our wonderful Creator, praising him. Praising him all day long to be in a constant state of praise and thankfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We all have that opportunity. Choose it today. Psalm 64:9 and 10 says, then everyone will be afraid. They will proclaim the mighty acts of Yahweh and realize all the amazing things he does. The godly will rejoice in Yahweh and find shelter in him. And those who do what is right will praise him. Praise him. When those of you that are watching, when is the last time you actually praised him? When is the last time you got up and praised him? Oh, how it breaks my heart when I go to a church and I see some amazing music going on there and I see everyone sitting down just staring into space like they don't know, like they're bored or something. What a terrible thing. How many of you are ready to praise him all times? Not caring about how you look, not caring about what other people say, not caring about how you sound, just praising him and speaking to him and just finding the joy. Understanding that there's no greater gift you can ever receive in your life that comes even close to the great blessing he has given you in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. You know, and people don't understand this in this world. They're looking for something to fulfill that emptiness. But we have it in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. That's why people can't get it that don't know him. They don't understand. But they have to submit. They have to submit. And then see his will and understand and read about what he did for them. People don't read their scriptures enough. Understand what he has done for you. He died for you. He died for you so you can understand this amazing opportunity you have to get it right this time. that oil that anoints us, that oil of gladness that we speak about. Remember, he told us in scripture, every single gift that was awarded to Yeshua, our Messiah, is awarded to us. We have the opportunity to do everything that Yeshua has done. That is the message of scripture, and it talks about that. Everything, including a resurrection, can be offered to us. Eternity can be offered to us if we know who he is. Hebrews 1, 8, and 9 talks about him. He says, but to the Son he says, your throne, O Yahweh, endures forever and ever. You rule with a scepter of justice. You love justice and hate evil. Therefore, O Yahweh, your God has anointed you, pouring out the oil of joy on you more than anyone else. We all have that opportunity every single day, a fresh, brand new opportunity to be anointed with the gladness of joy of our Creator. With the gladness of joy of our Creator. And there's a thought or a saying of what side we roll out of the bed. Well, I'm telling you, my bed is filled with oil on both sides. I'm not giving my chance any opportunity to experience nothing but the joy that he gives me. That's what we have to do. We have to find the joy of our Creator. And if things in our life try to distract us or take us from that, stand up for that. Stand up for that and remember to trust our Creator, to trust him. Don't let anyone see anything less than his encouraging words living through you. Don't let anyone talk down to you. Don't let anyone talk down to you because you are young. Isn't that what they said to Timothy? You know, just be an example of his joy and his praise. We don't have time in our lives for people that are going to choose to live against this understanding of the gladness of joy. We need to trust him. Isaiah 54:4 says, do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. 2 Timothy 1:2 says, for this reason I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. And then Psalms 25:3 says, no one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come to those who are treacherous without cause. Praise our wonderful Creator, everybody, this day and always. This day and always. And understand, our brothers and sisters, we are not perfect in all our ways, but we need to be perfect in our desire for him, and he will smooth out our paths. Hallelujah. We need to trust in him. Joshua 1:9 says, Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for Yahweh is with you wherever you go. How many of you truly believe that he's with you wherever you go? How many of you truly believe that? Isaiah 43:19 says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and the streams in the wasteland. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's going to be situations in our lives. There's going to be people in our lives that are going to try to tell us different. But no, stay focused on our wonderful Creator and understand who he is. Understand his plan for our lives. And understand that the enemy is going to try to attack that and destroy that. But we need to trust in Yahweh. We need to trust, as it says in Luke 1:37, for no word from Yahweh will ever fail. No word will ever fail. And we look at Job, who says, I will trust you even in my hardest days. He says in 42 verse 2, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what we need to show with confidence and joy. Don't let anyone tell you anything less. Don't let anyone tell you what you should do. Let Yahweh's word tell you what you should do. That's it. Yahweh's word speaks to us. How many of you are hearing it? Genesis 28:15 says, I am with you and I will watch over you wherever you go. And I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Hallelujah. 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 We need to be patient with people. Because a lot of people don't see this. A lot of people don't understand this. But just like he's patient with us, we need to be patient with others so people can get this. But it comes down to what? We must trust him and his word. We must trust what he says. Joel 2, Verse 25 says, I will restore you to the years of this of swarming locusts has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent among you. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, and Yahweh is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Ephesians 3 verse 20 says, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that those works within us. And Deuteronomy 3 verses 3 and 4 says, and when you and your children return to Yahweh, your Elohim, obey him with all your heart and with all your soul, according to everything I command you today, then Yahweh, your Elohim, will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where he scattered you. Even if you have been banished to the most distant land under the heavens, from where Yahweh, your Elohim, will gather you and bring you back. Now, I know many people listening understand this because you've been following my teachings for a while, but I know there are some of you that will come upon this video and find many of these things hard to believe. You won't understand. Just like Nicodemus didn't understand, what does it mean to be born again? Many of you can't understand the oil of gladness that is poured out upon those obedient ones. Many of you can't comprehend that how somebody can do all he says he will do for us. Many of you don't understand the idea of the truth will set you free. Many people out there think that the Bible confines them to living a certain life. They don't understand the truth will set them free. But then when you just ask him to show me, to lift those scales from my eyes and show me. And then when you understand, and like a sprout, it springs up and you start to realize and understand this truth. And you understand why people can be martyred and die and to go happily, because they're not clinging to this life here. They're looking for eternity ahead. And it's a beautiful thing. They're trusting in our wonderful Creator. And it's my prayer, it's my thankfulness and joy that many of you got this, but it's my prayer that those of you that don't see this yet, and I know where you are because I lived in darkness. I walked in darkness without the light, but now I live and walk in darkness with the light, and it's all the difference. It's all the difference. And I pray, my friends and my family and those of you that don't see the light, you understand the light is in the word. It says, my light, my word is a light for your path. Open up the word and read the scriptures and ask him to show you. Proverbs 3, 5, and 7 says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes, but fear Yahweh and turn away from the evil things of this world. I pray that those of you that don't see it, they don't understand it, they don't get it, would just listen to that verse alone and trust him and trust him. There's nothing and there's no other way that can shine that light any brighter than you could ever imagine. And that light equals the joy of the gladness that comes over us. Where in every situation in life, we could just have that joy knowing that he comforts us and we're under his wing. Psalm 62:8 says, trust in him at all times. Not sometimes, but at all times. And pour out your hearts to him, for he is our refuge. Hallelujah. He's our refuge. Oh, I know it's hard. Some of you are waking up this morning, and some of you have gone to sleep this evening, and some of you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and you're worried about tomorrow, and some of you are thinking about the past, about what happened, and it's just changing your whole life, and you're scared to do certain things because of what happened in the past. But he tells us, not the past. He could redeem us. Not the future. Don't worry about that. But right now, today, this is the day he's made. And what does he tell us? We are to rejoice and be glad in it. From prison to praise, being thankful for everything. 2 Corinthians 1:4 and 5 says, he comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort Yahweh has given us. For the more we suffer for Yeshua, the more Yahweh will shower us with comfort through Yeshua our Messiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that you all see this and you all get this. I pray that you all understand, and please just read please sing these songs of our Creator and taste and see the beauty and the joy in the oil of gladness. And we look at Psalms 9, verse 10 about trust in our Creator. It says, and those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, O Yahweh, have not forsaken those who seek you. Psalms 27, 13, and 14 says, I will remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of Yahweh in the land of the living. Wait for Yahweh, be strong and take heart, and wait for Yahweh and have those patience. Hallelujah. Lamentations 3:22-25 says, I say to myself, Yahweh is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. Yahweh is good to all those who hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. And Job 13, verse 15 says, though he slay me, yet I will trust in him, but I will maintain my own ways before him. Hallelujah. Trusting in him has to be our way. The only way. The only way. The only way. All things are possible in the one who believes. All things are possible in the one who believes. And I want all of you to say this morning, Mark 9, verses 23-24. Repeat what Yeshua said. And Yeshua said to him, if you can, all things are possible to the one who believes. Immediately, the father of the child cried out and said, I believe. Help my unbelief. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the wonderful creator this morning. John 13:7 says, Yeshua replied, do you not realize now what I am doing? You might not realize it now, but later you will understand. It's not for us to think about it. It's us to us to follow. Romans 8:28 again says, all things Yahweh works for the good of those who love him. You have been called according to his purpose. How many of you listening truly love him? Don't tell me you love him and then follow a different God. Don't tell me you love him and disobey his word. Don't tell me you love him, but you're not praying to him. Don't tell me you love him, but you're not walking around praising and being in joy. Don't tell me you love him, but you don't understand the joy of gladness. How many of you truly love him? Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among all the heathen. I will be exalted in all the earth. Hallelujah. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. And I leave you this morning with this important word, to love him and trust him. I leave you with this scripture and this verse. And when I'm out there street evangelizing and I'm going out there telling everybody, this is the message. This is the message to all you today. For those of you that believe, you could take rejoicing and confirmation of this. For those of you that don't understand, you could hold on to this dearly and trust that it is true. In Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And including in those things is the oil of gladness. The oil of gladness. How many of you want to be drenched in the oil of gladness today? How many of you want to be soaking around wherever you go in that oil of gladness? I'm not talking about even being anointed with a couple of drops of oil. I'm talking about being soaked in his love, completely soaked in his love, never dried up, always thirsted, always drenched in his oil. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, so I pray that you get this, and we praise him today. And when you're done listening to this, turn on a song from scripture or a biblical song and shout it out and just praise him, and sing and ask him to show you, to lift those scales from your eyes. And may this day be the beginning of your joy for all days. And you can go to sleep at night with a smile on your face, knowing that you're under his wing and he's blessing you. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. I've been reading the Suffer Well devotional series, and that's what it's about, suffering well. You can see more on my website at torahlifeministries.org. You can also hear me on the radio locally in South Florida and through podcast and everywhere else. Please share these messages so people can get them all around the world and hear them and be soaked with his oil of his gladness and be thankful for everything and all things. You could also support us and this show at the Patreon page, patreon.com/Torah Life Ministries. It's such a blessing to be connecting with so many people there and just wherever we go all the time. And I thank you all for listening today. And I just leave you with the understanding and his holy word and experience the light in the darkness of the world today. The light shining so bright, directing our paths. That's what we want. The light directing our paths. So we're no longer stumbling. We have a light directing our paths, and that light is Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, not a way, but the only way. And he'll bring you not some joy and gladness, but complete joy and gladness and rejoicing no matter what. Praise the wonderful Creator this morning. Have a blessed day, everybody, and a blessed night if you're listening somewhere else at nighttime. Until then, everybody, shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry. Hold the milk, put back the sugar. They are powerless to console. We gathered here to sprinkle ashes from our late free cereal bowl. Breakfast Club has said the motto that he taught us to repeat. You will lose it in your gym class if you wait till noon to eat. Back when the chess club said our eggs were soft, every Monday it's a grace and hold our juice aloft. Anonymous knew his checkout time would come so soon, but before his brain stopped waving, he composed this tune. When the toast is burned and all the milk has turned, and Captain Crunch is waving farewell. When the big one finds you, may the song remind you that they don't serve breakfast in hell. Breakfast Clubbers dropped the hankies that a somehow friend was on. His chick was good with God. Those here without the Lord, how do you cope? For this morning we don't mourn like those who have no hope. I rise up to blue plovers, sing out sweet and low. With spoons held high, we bid our brother cheerio. When the toast is burned and all the milk has turned, and Captain Crunch is waving farewell.
When they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing.